Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mate, we finished 13th last year, beat by 110 points in the last round, mate, and now we're fucking premiers.
Welcome to Clicking Balls. This is another off-season shitcast. My name is Heath, and the first question I ask every week is your highlight of the week. So, Brenton, you got a highlight? Oh, we'll start with your beer of the week. We'll get it up early.
I tried Bob Hawke Lager on the weekend.
Really?
The rep came in and threw us a sample, so we all cracked it open.
Have we told your Bob Hawke story?
It's on the gambling podcast.
I think we might have. Yeah,
down on the gambling podcast if you haven't. They're probably some of the most popular ones.
You're probably the only bloke to meet him that didn't have a beer with him.
And also, well, yeah, that's just true. It's funny that you see all this news coming out about Crown. If they found out about our podcast, holy shit, Crown would be a lot of fucking trouble, because the whole thing about the pokies, I was literally involved in a whole lot more dodgy shit than that.
Beer of the week, Bob Hawke's.
Beer of the week, no, it's not. It wasn't that good. It was just a lager. And I found out that it's not actually Bob Hawke's brewery or anything like that. He's got no involvement in it. They just named it Bob Hawke Lager and went to him afterwards and went, can we like go use some cash and we can call this?
He was like, fuck yeah, cunts.
Yeah.
So back to the fucking question. What's your beer of the week?
The beer of the week, we're going with Founders Green Zebra.
I know we're always shit casting, but fuck.
It's off season.
Exactly. We're going with the Founders Green Zebra. It's a watermelon gosa. This is a beer for your lady who does not like beer.
A watermelon gosa?
Yeah.
That sounds like an obscure Pokemon.
Well, it could pass for an obscure Pokemon, but basically a Gosa is a German beer made with salt and coriander seed, but this one's like sweet as fuck.
Coriander?
Coriander seed.
Traditional German watermelon Pokemon.
Gosa.
Yeah.
Look,
no, these are all words.
I'm not sold on the description. But maybe I'll give it a crack at some stage, but I'm struggling to come to terms with a salty fucking.
Can you pour it over ice cream? Beer? Can you have a beer spider with it? Because that's what it's sounding like.
That's actually not a bad idea. No, I'm going to go with yes, especially this one, because usually a ghost is like salty and briny, but this one's really, really sweet. And so if your girlfriend doesn't like beer, grab one of those and then...
A new girlfriend.
You've got a more excuse to go to the pub.
Yeah?
Yeah. Highlight of the week.
All right. A highlight? Or was that it?
No, that was not the highlight. Highlight of the week was a little bit of entrepreneurship from Queensland during the trade period.
Yes.
Not talking about Gary Ablett. A Queensland man rips off the ATO for $500K.
Well done.
Yep.
How did he manage that?
He managed to file 63 tax returns. 63.
Right.
He deserves it. Those things take ages. He earned that money.
Managed to set up 42 bank accounts to file these 63, which I'm not sure how you file two into one bank account.
The maths there.
Partner.
Did he open them like in husband and wife or whatever?
But once you've got to 43...
Yeah.
He's just like, I can't have two at the one bank. Yeah. That'll do.
But just to fuck the maths up worse, he stole 54 tax file numbers to set up these accounts and put the fake bank accounts through those tax file numbers, obviously, that he had access to, and ripped off 500K. I'm like, in another life, this dude would be like the best accountant in Australia.
The best accountant, yeah. He's going to end up, what's his name, out of Shawshank?
Well, exactly right. I was thinking, in jail, he's not going to have a worry in the world. He's going to be running the mess hall. He's going to be running the, what do they call the where you get your little snacks and your noodles and shit?
It's called a mess hall in the...
Commissary.
Commissary, that's the one. Like, he'll be running that shit. And, yeah. Well,
although, it does sound like, you know, with his 63 tax files, 43 accounts, 53 tax file numbers... It sounds like he's done this on an afternoon on cocaine.
Yes.
Like, yeah, that's enough. Right, I'm gonna do this.
Could get a job at North Melbourne, to be honest.
$1 million.
How was he in midfield?
Probably better than the midfield you don't have at the moment.
Hey, we got something for nothing. I was surprised.
You gave away a lot for nothing too.
we'll get to the trades. So, Josh, you got a highlight of the week past?
I got a couple.
Good. We've got to fill some time.
One, you know, occasionally I mention politics on here, and I'm not here to talk about yes, no, what the fuck ever.
Right, just you do that on Facebook.
Well, that too. But the fact that a lot of the guys in Question Time, whatever, they fucking shitpost worse than we do. Seriously. Old mate George Brandis, if you don't know who he is, which most people do, he's that short, bald, he looks like Kevin Rudd after about 8 KFC buckets.
That short, bald Kevin Rudd.
Yeah. Looking motherfucker. He's like the, he's a senator and he's also like the attorney general or some shit.
Right.
Anyway, he's repping old Mal Turnbull because Mal Turnbull's fucked off to, I don't know,
Kenya.
Shoot poor people. I don't know. and he's up there. They needle each other in the politics. They love to get into each other. Just, you know, little nitpicking, be little fucking kids in the schoolyard.
Yeah.
And so he's decided to stir up Richard Di Natale, who's the head of the Greens, which, you know, picking on Richard Di Natale, head of the Greens, it's punching down.
Yeah.
But realistically.
Old Dick Natale.
Yeah. But he was doing it by calling him Natale, which, you know, if you said what company makes Kit Kats, it's Nestle, because it's got that little fucking thing over the E.
Yeah.
He doesn't have that. And he...
Umlaut.
No, umlaut's the two dots. It's whatever. Like an accent. But he got to him. Which I don't know why he'd bite back, because who gives a fuck? And it's Australia. I dare say 99% of people mispronounce last names anyway.
Well, it's like Mr. Rabbit. I mean, Julie Gillard is called Mr. Abbott. Mr. Rabbit.
I don't think she meant to do that, to be honest. But anyway, Natale gets up and he's like, I'd like to hold Senator Brandis to account for this. I know he takes his English seriously, and my name is Di Natale, not Di Natale. And he, you know, Brandis has got up there. He's like, I fucking got him. He's looking back at his bench. He's like, well, I'm sorry. I just, that's how I pronounce it. That's me. And so he's, you know, sat down to smirks and laughter of his crew. And then old mate, I can't remember his name. It's like Senator Wishy-Washy.
Old mate works.
Yeah, from the Labor Party. Gets up, he's like, I'd like to direct a question to Senator Brandass. And he's fucking leaned on it too. He's gone, Brandass.
I didn't know Peter Black was back in this.
And the whole, and someone in the crowd, it was so good, someone in the crowd has gone black. They've gone, oh, snap. The whitest fucking assembly of people in the world has got, oh, snap. That was so good, I've turned black.
It was Bronwyn Bishop. It would be great.
Oh, snap.
You got gut.
And I don't think he even finished what he was going to say. He's like, well, that's just how I pronounce it.
I bet you he said, no, nah, that'll do. I'm done.
Yep, pretty much.
Drop the mic.
That'll be on the ABC later. I've won.
I used to love watching Question Time in college. We used to have, like, Peter Costello was hilarious in Question Time. Shit at politics, but really fucking funny in Question Time. It also didn't help that the only sort of competition to watch at that time of night was Hugh Remington on Nightline or something like that. Yeah. So, but yeah, I find that most entertaining thing in politics.
I think you need the highlights. It's kind of like watching American football. Like, sitting down watching the play-by-play can be boring as balls, but the highlights can be good.
Yeah.
It's getting more popular, American football.
Yeah, I normally watch the Monday games. I was watching the Falcons and the Patriots today in their replay.
Oh, yeah.
Saw the Falcons since halftime at the Super Bowl. They're apparently 58-0.
Damn.
Going, holy shit. Getting beat up. So, yeah, they're still struggling, apparently, after being 28-3 up.
Well, I still remember SBS doing the late Sunday night, early Monday morning games. With
Don Lane.
Don Lane, that's right.
Oh, mate, yeah.
And it was always Dallas versus Buffalo Bills or Summer, Philadelphia versus Steelers or something like that. And that's what made me a Dallas Cowboys fan until I actually grew up and sort of knew a bit, I don't know much, but I knew a little bit more about football and realized Dallas fans, yeah, they're not really my type of people.
The old Texans. You don't associate with the Texans.
Yeah.
I remember going for the Falcons when Neon Deion Sanders was playing for them and the Atlanta Braves.
He played for the Dallas Cowboys too. I actually named my first pet turtle after Neon Deion Sanders. Killed itself. Literally did.
I was going to say, it wasn't Junior Seau then, but that's a dark one.
That's going bad.
But anyway, moving on. The other highlight. People have sometimes accused us of not knowing the fuck we're talking about.
You're the only one that's accused us of that.
Yeah.
I've always claimed we've been perfect.
Yeah. And Clown Assassin.
Well, we've got proof now. Because about a year ago, we were all watching college basketball, which is rare enough.
Yeah.
And
we were, yeah.
And we mentioned that one young lad stood out. He did a fucking great job. Like, got the, I think it was UCLA, right back in the game and fucking won it for him. We're like, he's going places, this young Lonzo Ball. And fucking, who knows? Now we're coming into, I think we've had three games already. He's smashing it. Like, he had a little bit of a quiet start, but, you know, he's a young lad, that can happen. But he's averaging about 34 minutes, 13 points, 9.5 rebounds, and 8.7 assists. Yeah. Against Phoenix, he got 29 points, 11 rebounds, 9 assists. He almost got a triple-double there.
That's all right. I remember reading Jason Williams' book, Loose Balls. Not
White Chocolate.
Not White Chocolate. No.
The other one.
This is the 6'11 bloke who went to...
Normal chocolate.
Went to prison for shooting a bloke.
Yeah.
And he was saying when...
You probably deserved in Detroit, let's be honest.
When... He didn't play for Detroit, but
Jason Williams, didn't he?
No, White Chocolate did, not the tall one. He played for the Nets. Anyway, back to the story. He said, when rookies come in, you're not going to realise how much time and space you've got because everything's man-on-man defence and it's also an 82-game season. He said, they're lazy as fuck.
Yeah.
You're going to get plenty of shots. Then you're going to learn what you do when you get tired. But anyway.
But he's doing bloody well for a rookie, especially considering his father seems pretty keen to fuck up everything.
Does he? What's he done? What's he done?
Well, remember a couple of years back, Lewis Hamilton, his old man, Anthony, being his agent, pretty much wanted to have a say in everything.
Yep.
And every time someone tried to ask Lewis a question, he'd jump in.
Yep.
That's his dad.
Yeah.
He hasn't just become his agent. He's become his manager, his product placement. Like, instead of saying, well, look, we'll go for a Nike contract, they've made their own basketball shoes.
Right, like it. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Big baller brand, starting price $600.
Oh, wow.
Well,
yeah. Hey.
Let's start somewhere.
Gouge the fuck out of those poor people.
And the funny thing is, in the preseason games, the whatever, he wore those shoes and he was shit.
Right.
So he got rid of those, put some Nikes on, and he smashed it.
And Nike went, what the fuck are you doing?
Now he's going to have quite a bit of heat on him. Look, he does look like a half-baked egg.
Oh, you're making a great ruckman.
Can he play midfield? That's all we need to know.
Imagine North offer him $1 million, he'd laugh at it.
Segue into footy, Gary Lyon talking about Steph Curry's incident, saying they will get 12 weeks in AFL. What the fuck are you watching? Okay,
for those that don't know, Steph Curry got the shits with an umpire, took his mouth guard out and threw it and happened to hit the did he hit him fair in the chest or something?
Yeah.
And I don't think, did he get a suspension at all?
He got ejected.
Yeah. So did Durant, but...
Yeah, two players got ejected from that one.
The ref Curry bashed Steph Curry up, let's be honest. So, Heath, highlight of the week.
Highlight of the week. I was thinking about the fights of the weekend and got to watch some of them.
Yep.
Cowboy Cerrone going in. Oh, I love Cowboy because he always brings it.
Everyone loves Cowboy.
He does not love Cowboy.
Going into a fight against who he deemed a nobody.
Yep.
In Till. What's his first name?
Till. Just Till. Just Scouser Till. Till.
Fucked him up good and proper.
Yeah.
And it's so impressive. Even Cerrone wasn't laying down.
Yeah.
He was just outgunned.
Yep.
And what a way to make a name for yourself.
Yeah. Made his nose like a water slider, wet and wild.
But as far as Cerrone is concerned, every fight is just one of a six fight series.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, pretty much.
If he's not fighting every couple of months on UFC, he's doing it in some bar. Well, he's
jumping out
street.
Of planes. He's scuba diving and
he's fucking shit up.
Fighting some dude who's got in the way of his jet ski.
Well, he's going to be on a 30 or 60 day suspension now.
Yeah,
medical
yeah.
suspension.
Yeah,
after getting knocked out.
Actually, speaking of medical suspension, you see that? I think it was Felice Hardy, the boxer.
I saw. The boxer.
Yeah,
she's boxer in UFC.
In UFC. Yeah. I saw her with the Halloween makeup.
Yeah, she got essentially. She got seven shades of fucked up.
Yeah.
Yep.
But kept coming.
Oh, shit, yes. Yeah. And the funny thing is, you get people saying, well, you know, do we want women doing this? And it's like, well, she knew the risks. Yeah. She copped it. She ain't complaining.
Yeah.
So, look, mate, if it ain't for you, it ain't for you. That's fine.
She was posing for the cameras.
Yeah.
She loved it.
She's got a war paint on.
That's what's giving me the confidence to think that these chicks, like we're talking about the transsexual girls, transsexual, right? Well, I don't want to offend some people. Hannah. Like, I think she should definitely have a run. I want to see what happens because some of these girls could fuck that other chick up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good example of, you know, these girls can take a lot of fucking damage. You don't need to protect them. They'll be fine.
I really, really want to see Gabby Garcia nominate for the draft. Just see what the AFL does. Just like,
no. What?
No?
Hey, North would sign her.
Yeah.
Fucking oath we would. Mate, she's starting ruck.
Yeah.
She's going to fuck shit up.
Yep, she will.
I mean, you know, Essendon to get a first.
Just to get some...
for contacts.
Yeah, just for a few phone numbers. We may as well go through the final couple of days of trade week, and thank God it's finally finished. But yep. There was some action in the last couple of days.
Conspiracy theories abound.
The way it all goes. I'm 100% behind the conspiracy theory.
You're talking about the...
Geelong Gold Coast?
Motlopworth 19, apparently.
We covered this last week. Motlopworth pick 19.
Still astounded.
The same pick that Hawthorn got for Buddy Franklin. And like we said last week, even Geelong went, you know, once we get pick 37, well, you know, we don't want to count our chickens before they hatch, but if we get pick 37, and they went, oh, you got pick 19, okay.
Cool.
Yep.
Sweet.
It's like, it's a win-win for the AFL. They're like, here's pick 19.
Yeah.
So that's you can get Gary back, and we can give pick 19 to Gold Coast. Yay, everyone wins.
That's like pulling up to Macca's, giving them a 20 and getting changed for 100. And just going,
happened to the school canteen lots of times. That was the funny thing about the school we went to, is that if you got caught like stealing from the canteen, your punishment was to work in the canteen for lunch for a week. What do you think you did?
Yeah.
You gave shit away for free, yeah. Trust me, so that was what you look forward to. You'd try and get someone to like, you'd pay sit by rock to find out who had to steal something and then have to work in the canteen for the next week.
Speaking of trade week, now we're all thinking of the one person, and we don't need to name him because it means nothing. Who was the worst for that, working in the school canteen.
Yeah.
I can tell you that I've seen he's changed teams.
Wow.
Wait, what?
Yep.
What?
He was a dyed-in-the-wool Hawthorn supporter.
What?
And I've seen, I don't know if he's being serious or not, but he said, I'm with the Lions.
It cannot be true.
You can't change teams.
That's what I said. He goes, I've had enough of legends leaving.
Yeah.
No loyalty. And I thought, well, hang on, you haven't actually followed what's happened here. But he reckons he's a Brisbane Lions supporter now.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. I mean, there might be a few Hawks that have followed old mate Hodge across the Lions.
Could be.
I'm going to say there's not many, but...
I think there's a few that might be like, oh, you know, I hope he does okay. Pretty sure no one's jumping ship yet.
It's a good coup for Brisbane to be able to get that. Start off with a joke in parenthesis, but...
I think only one person thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
And it wasn't Chris Fagan.
Also, back to the Ablett thing.
Yeah.
People were complaining about the AFL, you know, playing favourites, but people got to understand that the sport is football. Yeah. AFL is the business that runs the sport of football.
Yeah.
They are the business. So they have their own interests in what they want to happen.
Of course they do.
Have no qualms. If I was in their position, I would have done the same thing.
I think it actually makes sense because football is a unique Australian expression. Like every team's got their own little idiosyncrasies. The way North play is quite blue collar. The way Adelaide play is a little bit more, you know.
Well-heeled.
Let me go Daffanois. Like, and Melbourne's got their own thing. And I think Gold Coast is the trophy wife, you know. Cost you money, hard to run, and you really don't want everyone else finding out what you're doing with her.
Live in a different state.
A couple of fake tits.
Yeah. I hope doesn't get knocked out.
Oh, they've got more than a few fake tits up there in that Gold Coast team.
Yeah, fair call. So I think it's a good representation of the area.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Won't be there for long.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I kind of hope they are. They've finally got decent facilities now.
Yeah, I can say thanks, Commonwealth
Games. At some point, they will go back to China.
Yeah. I'm going to say, they've got decent facilities, and they'll get to use them about round 15 next year.
Yeah.
So. But mind you, they're pretty fucking good. Like not just decent, they're fucking spectacular. Although, not as good as New Perth Stadium. Have you seen the demos for that?
Mm.
I have not.
That was amazing. It's amazing.
Well, through where I work, they've had a fair bit of contribution to that. But it's pretty much like a donut, essentially, with a ring full of screens all through the interior portion.
Right.
And the resolution on these motherfuckers is spectacular.
Yeah. Crazy, yeah.
And, you know, they can use them for replays, for visual effects, whatever. But it's on par with the very best NFL stadiums. And they sink fuck tons of cash into those.
Yeah.
How many does it seat?
Oh, well, I mean, if you put that screen away, probably 100,000.
Yeah, not that many.
60. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it's not the MCG. That's all we need to know.
It is funny, though, because there was the thing raised. If we got to 100,000, could we host the grand final? And the AFL's kind of, you know, said, no, look, you know, maybe. And they've gone, yeah, we can't afford that, but don't worry about it.
Not until at least 2033, I think.
That's what the contract is, right?
With the MCC, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's be honest, what do contracts really mean to the AFL
exactly.
anyway?
Yeah.
Mind you, I dare say the MCC, of all the things they lack, lawyers is probably not one of them.
Yeah, I think they got a few. They got a few on the books there. But, Gary going back to Geelong. So, what did Gary play, 12 games this year? Gold Coast? Was it that many?
Yeah, someone else tell us, but it wasn't many.
What do we put the over and under that he plays for Geelong next year?
Well, I think 100%. I think that he can actually be bothered.
Exactly.
He can actually be bothered. I think he'll play 20
at least.
7 games. 27 games this year, I'm picking.
He'll run out for the reserves a couple of times, like, just to get his eye in.
Seriously, is this one of the best like midfielders ever taken in the pitch?
Literally, the best. Yeah. I mean, if they had a ruckman.
I forget the ruckman. That doesn't matter. Yeah, like, exactly. Sean Grigg is our ruckman. We run a premiership, so ruckman, forget them.
If we're talking the best midfields of all time, for me, it's still Judd, Kerr, Cousins, Cox.
Yeah, that's the other one. That is, but Cox makes a difference.
Yeah, Cox.
Yeah.
It's all about the Cox.
That's the best starting four midfielders ever.
Yeah.
You take out the ruckman and say, all right, just the three. Jeez.
It's tough.
Kerr, Cousins.
Your argument's both ways.
You take out the cocaine and they might struggle. Or send in the Osada.
Or put it in.
Yeah, put it in.
There you go.
Emergency.
See, maybe that was the problem up at Gold Coast. Maybe their back of house injury thing was just Gary Ablett praying.
Well, they did have the little
prayer group. I've rolled my ankle. I'll pray for you.
They did have the little prayer group, which apparently caused a little bit of division in the team. There was lots of factions.
Well, I know two of them. One of them was Zach Smith, who's now down at Geelong as well.
Oh, right.
So he might be forming down there again.
Yep. Bit like Presty and Caddy meeting up at Tigerland and causing a ruckus.
I do like that the papers were so quick to come out with the second coming.
Yeah.
Because obviously, you know, Gage is is back.
Yeah.
And also, geez, how quick were they? You know when a new player switches clubs and they photoshop the jerseys onto them?
Yeah.
Geez, how quick with Gary Ablett?
I reckon, weren't they?
Man, straight away.
You know what the funny thing is?
No, hang on. I put that joke out on Twitter and got nothing, so I'm glad. Sorry, keep going.
Right now, the Geelong merch store is probably struggling.
Well, yes. Go.
Just because he hasn't announced what number he's wearing yet.
What's he going to wear?
Because
number 5's taken and 29.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mine's taken.
Yeah, let's be honest. If he comes up to you and says, mate, see that name on the locker there that's got, you know, premiership player, Brownlow medalist? I want that locker back.
Yeah.
You can fuck off.
Well, I think
and whether it's Cam Guthrie, who's the number 5 at the moment?
Is it Nakia Cockatoo? Maybe.
The very fact you had to think about that means he's not
at
Gary's
league. I'm pretty sure it is. Oh, okay. Who else is?
Yeah.
Besides Dangerfield. That's it. Selwood's not at Gary Ablett's level.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Forget the rest.
And I think he could be the first player that comes out and says, I don't need a number. Just keep it blank.
Yep.
Just keep it blank.
What a power move. Yep.
You all know who I am. That would be fucking fantastic. Just a big Ablett on the back.
Yeah. And so every Guernsey you sell is his Guernsey. And that's how it's going to go anyway. Let's be honest.
Well, I did like that somebody put out, what number does he come out in? 45.
45?
No?
No.
When Michael Jordan made his return.
Oh, right. Okay.
Wore 45 for like half a season.
Yep.
And he went, you know what? It's only cost me $2,000 fine each time. I'll wear the 23.
Yeah.
I do love how that was the thing. Like, you know, you do it with fine $2,000 each game.
Yep.
Fuck it. Mate, that's 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'll make that back in jersey sales.
I'll sell these shoes after the game and get 10 times.
Yep.
Do you remember when Buddy Franklin went to Sydney, there was another player wearing number 23 whose surname was Jordan?
No, I did not remember that.
Yeah, well, he never played a game, did he? And as soon as Buddy like, oh, what happened? Well, somebody's already got his number. Who?
Yeah.
He hasn't been found since.
Jordan. Michael who?
He got put in a ditch, I'm sure. Bryce Gibbs, we're moving on to the next trade. Finally got back to Adelaide, so it wasn't a smokescreen last year.
Tell you what, Adelaide fans shut the fuck up quick about that, didn't they?
About chasing premierships.
Yeah. Well, about, you know, players leaving clubs and players poaching clubs and clubs poaching players.
I've got a theory about this because it's every time the local radio station goes to Tex and he dumps on Lever for fucking off for shitloads of cash, but then all the players that come to them for shitloads of cash, like Eddie Betts, for example, you know, he's happy with. What he should do is own it and just be 100% biased.
Yeah.
Like, of course it's good. It's good that a fire coming this way. Those bastards at Lever, though.
What do you think, Steve Bannon, this motherfucker?
I'm thinking KB.
Yeah,
it's just just go full on. Like, yep, coming to us. There's nothing wrong with it.
Turn the, like the interstate heel where the, everyone hates him, but that's what makes everyone love you more.
Exactly. It's, I mean, it's not like the Adelaide Crows fans are ever going to turn on him.
No.
And let's be honest, he's not going anywhere.
No, of course. He's already near his family, so he's fine.
And he stitches up that town pretty nicely.
He can do whatever he
likes. Plus, he was a Crows fan growing up, so.
Yeah. And he's in the sort of situation where if he gets caught doing stupid shit, even the police would be like, well, look, lad, just keep on the DL. We'll drop you home.
Lucky he doesn't have a history of that.
There's a player, I can't remember his name, but Donk Dunks tells a story about it.
Right.
You know, a young soccer player in England who's 21 years old, who's just signed on for £50 billion a year or whatever.
Yep.
He's driving his Ferrari through the streets doing 100 in a 50 zone. And the cops pull him over and goes, you know, why are you driving so erratically so fast? And he goes, because I am rich.
I think that was Brad. That was Hodge, wasn't it? Driving Warney's car. Oh, no, that was that Franklin. Who was driving Warney's car and got caught speeding?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It wasn't Hodgie.
Someone was driving his Lambo, I think it was, and got caught speeding.
It wasn't his mum, was it? He usually blames his mum.
Lara Bingle.
Yeah.
Well, that's a name I haven't heard for a while.
Yep.
Oh.
But didn't she... Who's she married?
Oh, I don't know.
I can't remember.
She got married?
I thought she did.
I think she was one that's very happy to fall out of the spotlight.
Oh, she'll be the Bachelorette next year.
Yeah, well.
True. Have you seen a second of that?
Of course not.
No. Good.
No.
Maybe the wife you put it on, life. And I'm just like, nah, can't handle this. I literally would rather play XCOM on the PlayStation.
Yeah, there is porn on the computer. I mean,
it's 5 minutes to go on.
Yeah. who else we moved around? We moved around a couple more players. We had Sam Gibson. Look, you wanted to talk about North Melbourne got something for nothing. That's just about as literal as it gets.
Yeah, but how? Like, we've delisted him already.
Yeah.
How did then you get something for him?
Well, they went. Do we wait until the delisted free agency, or pick 100 and what was it? Pick 90.
Pick 90.
Pick 90.
I think it was 90.
And they'll pass.
So
on
two
that
off
pick.
Sam Mitchell.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if he had a Brownlow, you'd go pick 88, surely.
Yep. Also, disappointed to hear that Daniel Wells got kicked out today.
Of what?
Of North Melbourne.
It was Lindsay Thomas. Yeah, the North Melbourne supporters are very angry that Winston Abraham is fine for that.
Well, he's gone to Adelaide.
Yeah, yes.
In Port Adelaide, I think.
Yeah, honestly, considering his age, which is about 20 years younger than you think it is.
Yeah.
Like, he's only literally just turned 30. I think he's 30. He was 30 on 29th of Feb or some shit.
Yeah.
At least one of those lads. But he looks 45.
He does. He looks like he's been to the ringer.
But I think he's a great depth pickup for them.
Yeah, so
Port have done fucking well in the trade series.
Oh, yeah, Port, they picked up everyone.
Yeah.
They've seen the bargain basement bin and gone, we'll take that.
Can't wait to see him fuck it up, to be honest.
Oh, imagine a team with Jimmy Tumpas and Jack Watts.
and they got rid of Trengrove, didn't they?
Yeah, they got rid of Trengrove.
Yeah, he's gone.
And Lobb. Got rid of
Lobb's done as well.
Hey, they didn't get it. They got something for him.
I know.
I
think they got pick 94.
Hey, that's a win.
Yeah.
It's like, as much as North getting pick 90 for a bloke they've delisted is a win, getting rid of Lobb, that's equivalent. Like, if Hawthorn could get pick 99 for Vickery, you'd fucking take that.
Yeah, apparently we tried. And I mean literally, we went, anyone interested? No. Oh, well.
Literally anything. Anything you got. Nothing is fine.
We tried our best.
When Flip It goes wrong.
It seems like Celebrity Jeopardy, like from SNL. Just like, make a mark. Any mark. Put a letter. A number. I don't care. Just do something.
I don't know if Lindsay Thomas is a good pickup. I thought he was a bit past it. And is he too slow for Port Adelaide's game plan? But anyway, they paid fuck off.
Maybe he's a new game plan. Hopefully they've got a new game plan.
They haven't actually got him yet. They'll get him in the pre-season delisted free agent.
Yeah, unless someone else picks him up first, which... Up,
it could be honest. Ken Hinckley just going for a scorched earth policy. He's like, if I'm going to leave it now, I'm just going to destroy this club so they get rid of me.
Yeah, why not?
Maybe he just really wanted to piss Nathan Buckley off by stealing one of his players.
Apparently not hard to piss him off, too.
Stealing one of Buckley's players, you reckon?
Daniel Wells.
You reckon it's gone full circle?
Actually, the funny thing is, for me, in that trade period, Stringer. Like,
yes.
Gone to Essendon.
Yes.
I don't see how he fits in there.
It's interesting.
I don't get it. Like, they've recruited very fucking well. But why would you want him up forward when you've already got the likes of Danaher?
Well, you need more than one forward.
Yep. Oh, yeah. How about having one at all? Which is something Collingwood don't have.
Am I making shit up, or did I read that they gave him directive to just get fit because he's not going to be playing forward?
I don't know. You might have read that. I didn't.
Well, if I didn't,
I can understand them wanting him to get fit because he's a bit fucking lazy.
If I didn't read that, then let's make it up now, yeah, because he'd be much better as like a winger or someone that could swap into the midfield, get him fit.
And don't worry about kicking goals. He's kicked plenty from the centre square,
yeah,
for the Dogs. So yeah, he's got the leg on him.
Yeah.
I think that
he has been trying to get it between the big ones for quite a while.
No, he's been trying to get it through the little
successful
ones.
Successful too, yeah.
I think out of all the trade week, Essendon were the clear winners.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But they set their sights on three players and they got all three.
But what I was talking about the Collingwood is if anyone can use a key forward, it's them.
Well, Darcy Moore's coming along. He's getting there.
But is he a key position forward?
I think he will be.
I think he's that second player.
I think he showed those flashes of just like real talent at times where you're like, he's definitely got something. It's almost like watching Max Verstappen in F1. He does some fucked up shit, but he's still young. And you see some Bruno takes, like he's got something there. And so if you nurture it right, I definitely think that he will be a key forward. Yeah.
But to me, Collingwood was a bit gun shy on it all because they're still paying out Maine. And
they're still on contract for three
exactly.
years.
Exactly. So that's happened.
They just got rid of Jesse White, so they're starting.
Yeah.
Wells is sucking down $300,000 a year.
Yeah.
And you know, playing less than Gary Ablett. The only big win they've had recently is Treloar, and that's a decent win.
It's a big win. Yeah.
Wasn't a big win for Treloar though. But
that's just it. Close to a flag, not fucking right. And geez, Richmond players going to be wearing that as a t-shirt. Oh.
Yeah.
Next time they play. Which is fucking fantastic.
Well, that's the thing about Deledio. He hasn't watched the grand final at all yet because he doesn't know what it's going to do with his mentality. And I'm thinking, well, I mean, if you had have stayed, we probably would not have won that grand final. Maybe. So
he probably wouldn't have played.
That's a bit of a shame, that, because at the end of the day, he's still got a lot of friends there. Obviously.
He's a life member, yeah.
Yeah, and when he retires in a couple of years, he's going to be remembered as a Tiger.
Yeah.
Just not as a Premiership Tiger.
Not as a Premiership Tiger. But you've got to feel good for your mates, don't you?
Even though it wasn't you. Yeah.
You've got to have that, you know what, hey, if it's going to be anybody, at least it was these guys.
Yeah.
Jeez, if he's good, the problem is he is good mates with a lot of them.
Yeah.
So you imagine, like, he's going to their wedding. And
rocking up wearing medals.
That too, things get out of hand, Dusty's up the front, you know, singing, you know, we're from Tigerland, nah, you fucking sit down, Lids.
is Lids married?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
But it's not legal yet.
If he has a Bucks do and the stripper comes out wearing a medal, like, hey, nobody take any photos, you bastards. You stitch me up here.
Oh, you poor cunt.
Yeah.
But, look, maybe his day will come next year, but I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Not since the Big Mummies retired during the week as well.
That's a massive out. Like, it is. Literally and figuratively.
Yeah. But at the same time, you can't complain if you're a Mumford. His press conference was great, and he said, you know, the fat boy from Bunyip, which is a great title for his autobiography next year. But got everything out of himself, especially starting late, played in three clubs. He got at least one premiership medal. I can't remember if you got one at Geelong, but he certainly got one at the Swans.
I don't think he got one at Geelong.
I don't think he did, but I think he was there when they won.
Yeah.
He didn't get one.
I'm not going to back that up with money or certainty. But,
I think it was Blake and King were their premiership ruckman.
Yeah, that's right.
But anyway.
I don't think it was McIntosh.
No, it wasn't McIntosh. Definitely wasn't. Poor old McIntosh.
There's news coming out that Sloan is in negotiations to re-sign with the Crows as well, which, I mean, that's a big feather in their cap to get that sealed up early to stop that speculation.
Chasing the premiership.
Plug some leaks. Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see if they can fuck that up too.
Dan, how much do you rate Gibbs?
Well, he's
got class.
I'm going back to Sloan for a second. I would love to see if he re-signed and then asked for a trade afterwards.
He's
a contracted player.
That's the way you do it.
Gibbs, Sloan in that midfield, it's going to be... I think that they could be tripping over each other. I think they've got a lot of talent there, but just how you string that together and make a game plan out of it, you have to put one on the wing or one forward or one loose man in the back.
Well, we've said the same with Dangerfield and Selwood, and yet if Dangerfield goes forward, it seems like he's much better than he is as a midfielder,
I feel like Dangerfield dimmed Selwood's efforts this year as well. He could do whatever he wants.
Put him in the shade.
So.
But it'd be interesting to see how Dangerfield, Selwood, Ablett goes versus Crouch, Sloan, Gibbs.
Yeah.
I was going to say, out of that Adelaide midfield, Crouch is the one to watch.
Yeah, exactly.
He is the best.
For sure.
A midfielder they've got right now.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if he won their best and fairest. I've got a feeling he did.
I'm trying to discover alternatives.
I would be shocked if Tex Walker didn't, solely because I think he would have taken matters into his own hands. Like all the votes would have
been... Yeah, like he did in the grand final.
He tried.
All the votes would have been written on a bar coaster.
Yeah, Al Tavern one.
So we talked about Jack Watts. He signed on. Shacky left Brisbane.
Yep.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, oh my God. Did not see that one coming.
Why sign the contract?
Yeah. Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Well, it does show that the contracts aren't worth fucking piss.
No. Yeah. No. And that's getting the way of all sports these days. So, yeah. I think that complaining about that, you can't... It's not got any legs. But, I mean, Brisbane have made a concerted effort to try and change the culture, getting Hodge there and having him as their leader. I mean, look what he did at Hawthorne. So I feel like...
Yeah, he went all right, but yeah.
I feel like maybe 2-3 years, Brisbane will be a mid-table team. Yeah, some good blokes there. People might actually want to stay there. But yeah, it's still going to be a hard turnaround for them.
Well, it's a long way back.
I don't think they're as far back as everyone. Like, I think from the very bottom to, you know, eighth, the gap is not as much as it used to be in previous years.
Yeah,
like
we said,
at the end of the season, this is probably one of the best wooden spoon teams we've seen.
Yeah, I'd say that.
I mean, sure, they got beaten, yep. And sometimes they got flogged, but they not that often.
Yeah.
Like, not often that they just died in a heap.
Mm. A lot of times they just ran out of legs. Yeah. Like, yeah. But they played good quarters or halves.
Yeah.
But also, one thing that Hodge does bring is the don't fuck up my club mentality. And granted, his club for so long has been Hawthorn, but I find it hard to believe he'd go to Brisbane and do it half-assed.
Yeah, he's too proud.
Yeah.
I mean, after he announced his retirement, he started training for the New York Marathon. So he's clearly, you know, he wasn't going to just sit back and collect checks from Channel 7.
But we talk about untouchables. If he goes in there and Brendan Favola's the fucking thing in the showers and just puts someone in a headlock, he ain't the one getting in trouble.
Yep, that's very true.
I think the good bloke card was good in Melbourne. He's fucking unbeatable in the Brisbane change rooms right now.
Unknown as well, that helps.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, when you're the precedent set by the NRL teams, anything he does is going to be pretty much par for the course when you look at the audience.
You can't beat them.
No.
Not even close.
And he doesn't take cocaine for once, I imagine.
One of the most interesting moves in trade week was Lockie Weller.
Well, we've talked about the conspiracy theory.
To Gold Coast for pick number two. Now, first thing, I think draft picks can be slightly overrated at the best of times. But clearly that's way overs for Lockie Weller.
As a Richmond fan, I agree.
Or is it? Or is it overs for Lockie Weller? Because Gold Coast's big problem is keeping players.
Yeah.
Lockie Weller is a better than decent player.
Yep.
Who wants to be there.
That's worth pick number two, as far as I'm concerned, for Gold Coast.
I'd actually consider that perspective, and yeah, I think that's definitely got merit.
You look at the last pick number two that went up to Queensland, which is Shacky.
Yeah.
Who, you know, they just lost for, you know, a swap of picks, essentially.
Yeah. Well, it's like any barter situation, what it's worth to you and what it's worth to the other person can be wildly different.
Yeah.
So I think Gold Coast, the thing they're not lacking is youth. The thing they are lacking is class.
And I think they've got two first-rounders next year anyway.
Yeah.
Because of their trades and shit. So they've got youth now, and they're going to have youth in the future as well.
Yeah.
I think it's a brave move from Freo. Just say, no, pick two.
Yeah.
That's what you're fucking getting. That's what we want. And they got it, so they'll be rewarded.
And plus, Gil McMahon did orchestrate that pretty well.
Gil McMahon, yes, very well done.
And I think the converse of that is true as well, where there have been a lot of people that go to Freo, they want to come home as well. So it depends on who they're going to pick up with that number two pick.
I think that when it comes to the go-home lottery, I think they've done better than most.
Well, what happens with the Waffle name now? Because when I saw someone coming out of the Waffle, I was like, written in print, I was like, there's another dude going for the women's AFL? Like,
It's AFLW.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Right.
So that's what happened today.
All right, well, that's solved. Good job, guys. Good job.
But there's a women's league in the Waffle too. So is it Waffle or Waffle Wobble?
Waffle.
Imagine the website, www.waffle.com.au.
Time will tell.
So anyway, that's an interesting end to trade. Was there any other ones that have gone through? I think we've covered them all.
All the interesting ones. I mean,
And there was a bunch of swapping picks. Yeah. Lots of swapping picks going on with academies and father sons coming up. I think that was the only play that Richmond made, wasn't it?
It was just an arbitrary swap for
the nature boy.
Yeah. What swap did we pick? It was like third round or some shit. Yeah, some shit. Nothing that really mattered. And I think it was like two spots difference.
Yeah. Back to North's non moves. Andrew Swallow came out and said, I want to go to go. I might go to Gold Coast, and North's gone.
Okay,
mate, we can make this happen. And all of a sudden, Gold Coast has gone.
Nice.
Look, we've got pick two, but and North's like, yeah, we'll take that. not what we were kind of thinking.
We'll give you pick two in the rookie draft. How's that sound?
We'll give you the javelin in the Commonwealth Games.
I'd take it. Fuck yeah.
And you pay $1 million.
You could clue some more salary cap rumours, stabbing a few people down at Arden Street.
Oh, poor lads. The draw comes out end of next week, I think, so we can start to do our reviews after that.
We already know North's playing Gold Coast at Kazali up in Cairns.
In round one.
Yep. That's North's season opener. So
whispers that the Saints might be having Good Friday as well.
Yeah, there was some talk about that.
They can get fucked.
Well, I mean, they've tried a few different marquee games that haven't really worked out. They tried the New Zealand ones.
Yep. Go to go. They got the Pride game, Maddie's match.
So I think Maddie's match and the Pride game do okay.
Yeah,
I think they do okay. Maddie's match especially down here because there's such a personal story to it.
Yeah. Hopefully it stays that way.
I think it's going to.
Yeah, like, it should.
Even though Nick's retired, it's going on.
Well, let's be honest, they'll trot him out every year.
Why don't people try and poach other clubs' legends? Like, why isn't Brisbane trying to poach Nick Riewoldt? Why are they always taking Hawthorns? Anyway. I'm not the first person to say it, but I think everybody sort of thought at the same time. If the Saints are playing on Good Friday, they've got to play the Demons, don't they? Obviously.
Surely, yeah. Saints versus Demons, Good Friday. Itself. That's how it goes.
That'll get you on ESPN without trying.
They can fuck off.
Actually, I haven't minded the ESPN highlights of the AFL round. I think they're doing a really good job.
I think they've picked Port as well, haven't they?
Yeah. Well, that's been an entertaining little tidbit. They get things wrong, but that's all right. I don't mind that.
They get fucking everything wrong, but that's the funny part.
I think it's been great. And like, in the right spirits. So
it's like Bill Burr commentary on F1.
Yeah.
It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm pretty sure he's caffeinated to fuck.
Yeah.
He's angry all the damn time.
Yeah, so next week's podcast is going to be a struggle, isn't it?
Well, there's no trade week to talk about. There's no the draw's not out yet, so we can't do our reviews.
Yeah,
but we did throw up an idea. So send us some suggestions.
Yeah,
we're doing the best sports video games.
Yeah,
and likely these are going to be ones that we played back in the 90s.
So. Yeah.
Give you the hot tip. AFL Evolution, done that list.
I haven't tried it.
It sucked.
I didn't. I still remember the original AFL game on PC.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Was that the one that had Robert Harvey on the front? Or was that even before that?
I don't know. I
can't remember. I think it was AFL Live 95.
That was the old school days where you could like burn a disc and give it to a mate. There was no protection.
Yeah.
It was like where you have to look up in the manual, like certain words on a certain page and do that.
Or the phone numbers on the chicks' Polaroids, Register Harry style.
Stupid thing for me is, like, AFL's a fucking hard game to translate into a first-person game.
It's like mixed martial arts.
Yeah, but you look at some of the soccer games, like the Soccer Manager, or Football Manager, they call it. That sort of management-level thing, where you set the team and trade and set the...
injections.
the strategies and tactics. I think it'd work really fucking well as AFL.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And yet they haven't fucking bothered.
Yeah, because the problem is always it's such a small market.
Yeah, but it's not like you're spending a shit ton on graphics and everything. Yeah. It's just really, an interactive spreadsheet.
And I mean, to be for real, you could get a legit job out of that because you probably do better than half the recruiters now.
Yeah, the recruiters, yeah.
I'm a bit busy right now. $1 million!
All right. I think next week we'll do sports video games.
Yeah, hit us up on Twitter or Facebook and give us some suggestions on your favorite sports video games you played from probably the early days up to now.
Go from old school.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Peace.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.